from KQED. From KQED Public Radio in San Francisco, I'm Mina Kim. Coming up on Forum, looking for that perfect podcast to keep you company on your next summer road trip? Well, we've invited Lauren Ober of NPR's The Big Listen and Ashley Ann Krigbaum from KALW's The Spot to give us their recommendations for the podcasts they think should be on our summer playlists, from true crime mysteries to relationship podcasts to the best podcasts for kids. And we want to hear from you. What are you binge listening to this summer? Tell us after this news. From KQED Public Radio in San Francisco, you're listening to Forum. I'm Mina Kim. Summer road trips are the perfect time to download that podcast and let great storytelling or scintillating analysis or sharp cultural takes keep you company on the drive. But there are literally thousands and thousands of podcasts to choose from. So we've invited Lauren Ober and Ashley Ann Krigbaum to share some of their favorite big time or more under the radar podcasts for your summer listening pleasure. Lauren Ober is host of WAMU and NPR's broadcast about podcasts called The Big Listen. And Ashley Ann Krigbaum hosts The Spot, which is KALW's program on the newest podcasts, which also has a keen sense of locally produced ones. And we want to hear from you. What are your favorite podcasts? What are you binge listening to this summer? And let me welcome Lauren Ober to the show. Good morning, Lauren Ober.
Hi, Mina. Thanks for inviting me.
Thanks for being here. And also Ashley Ann Krigbaum, welcome.
Howdy. Thanks.
So Ashley Ann, I'll start with you. First, tell us why it's such a great time, in your opinion, to be a podcast listener right now. You've said that a lot.
Well, podcasting allows, I think, more people to get into the radio making game because it's a distribution method that is bringing on-demand listening to so many people. It means that folks who want to find, you know, radio stories on specific topics that mean a lot to them that they don't hear on their radio airwaves, there's usually a podcast being made about that. And also people have tools now readily available to be able to make audio content and shows that they've always wanted to hear. It's easier for them to make that and then send that out into the world to make it a part of other people's listening diet. So, you know, we have radio journalists who are getting to explore topics that they necessarily don't get to at their home radio station, who are making really, you know, high quality, sound rich podcasts of things that they aren't hearing that, you know, they get to put out there a lot easily now.
Lauren Ober, do you want to add anything to that? Where are we in this so-called golden age of podcasts?
I feel like we're at the beginning. I liken it to the explosion of blogging, right? When the blog platform appeared, it was this way that folks could self-publish whatever they were interested in. And a lot of people stopped after a couple of posts because they realized writing is hard, and maybe they didn't have the time for it. And I think podcasting is the same thing to a degree, where the technology makes it so that people have it. A lot of people have, you know, it's more accessible for a lot of people. And so we've seen lots of folks try their hand at it, which I think is great because, you know, the more the merrier. It sort of demystifies the media for a lot of people when more people have access to it.
Well, Lauren Ober, let me start with you. Tell me what podcast you would recommend for the best storytelling, because I think that is a big part of what people like to sit back and listen to when they're on their long drives.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many great shows out there that focus on story and the sound design around it. One of my favorites is from the CBC up in Canada called Love Me. It is a show about the sort of messiness of human relationships. It's produced by a creative team of Crystal Duhaime and Mira Burt-Wintonik. They've been working together for years, making really amazing radio. And it's hosted by a woman named Luol Kalski, who's also has been doing narrative journalism work for years, and that's just really, they're really beautiful, poignant stories about sort of how we interact with each other.
And what about you, Ashley Ann Krigbaum? What would be your pick for best story podcast?
I really love the audio documentary podcast Shortcuts out of BBC Radio 4. I think they have like 6 or 7 seasons now. They've been going for quite a while. It's 30 minutes, and you usually get 3 to 4 personal stories told in a way that feels ethereal, that feels also sometimes very harrowing, and they have really great sound design around it too. So you know, with that, like, I always know when I listen to that show, I'm going to be hearing a real story told by the person that it happened to or happened with, but in a surprising and really well-produced way. So Shortcuts all the way is probably
We have a clip from Shortcuts. It's a clip of an actor who is recalling a moment in one of her acting classes when they were handing out roles.
Hairdresser. Teacher. Teacher came out a few times, but I don't know whether that's because they thought they might just give up acting and actually become a teacher, possibly. They were all jobs, though. I don't remember anything other than that until... She looked at me, and then she took this pause, which I don't remember her doing with sort of with anyone else. And I took that pause as being a good thing. So I thought, my God, she's like having to get in her head like all the different things that I'm going to get to play. Not at one point did I think it would be a negative thing. And then I suddenly realised what it was going to be as she went to say it, and I thought, oh no. Terrorist.
The way they use music in the background is pretty funny, especially the pause they do before she says terrorist.
Definitely a lot of really smart sound design, but also done in a way that it really brings out the human side of these stories, which is, you know, what it's about. It's about listening to stories, and for me at least, gaining better, stronger human connection and hearing more perspectives that it's hard for me to hear in the clutter of every day. It gets to go right into my ears, which is one thing I really love about podcasts and radio. It goes straight there to your ears.
And speaking of music, Lauren Ober, you have a musical podcast on your list of favorites called 36 Questions. Tell us about that one.
It's a new one. It's from a group of folks called Two Up. They produced, I believe, Limetown. Ashley, am I correct on that?
I'm not entirely sure.
Oh, man.
Yes,
well,
I think so.
It's called 36 Questions. It stars Jonathan Groff. You may know him from Hamilton fame. He played King George. He also originated one of the lead roles in Book of Mormon. So he is no slouch when it comes to Broadway fame. And he teamed up with these folks to create a musical version of 36 Questions, which is sort of these love questions, or these questions that were originated to basically get people to fall in love and to see if people could fall in love, gain intimacy by answering these questions together. And so there have been a couple of attempts at musical podcasts and not all with great success, but obviously when you have a Broadway superstar behind it, it's a little bit easier to find a great audience.
Yes, and those 36 questions, we actually did a show on that with the person who helped create them, the questions that I think also spawned a New York Times Modern Love article that like went nuts. mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so it sounds like you're saying that this musical podcast gets it right, in part because of the talent of the people involved.
Yeah. And I think that it's not heavy handed. There's only been one episode that's come out. I think it's one of three. So it's not something that is going on in perpetuity, which I think is nice to have these, you know, sort of one off podcasts. But I think it's a nice way of experimenting with the genre, which is something I always like to see, that people are sort of pushing the boundaries of what a podcast can be.
And Jesse Shelton is the other person in this. She plays Jonathan Groff's partner.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a clip of it, actually. This is a clip where Jesse's character is standing outside her husband's hideaway, trying to convince him to let her inside.
Well, whoever you are, you share a lot in common with my husband, Jace. have the same car. So either he sold it or maybe you stole it and didn't change the plates. So I feel like I know you, like we've met before. I drove like 27 hours to get to this place. If you were him, you'd open up the door. I know you're there. I know you're listening. You deserve to get to know the person you're trying your damnedest to let go. I know you care.
That's from the new musical podcast, 36 Questions. That really is lovely. Lauren Ober.
I love that. Like I said, it's sort of pushing the boundaries, but it's also really great. And I think, you know, we saw with Hamilton, the musical, that once the original soundtrack came out, people were just like tripping over themselves to listen to it. And so putting a musical in podcast form makes total sense to me.
Well, let me invite our listeners to join the conversation, because I bet they have recommendations for podcasts or would like to learn more about the ones we're mentioning. The number is 866-733-6786. Again, 866-733-6786. Tell us what you're listening to. Post your comments on our website, kqed.org/forum. On Facebook, you can tweet us at KQED Forum, and you can email us at forum@kqed.org. And we already have a call from Lonnie in Oakland. Hi, Lonnie.
Hi. How you doing?
Great. What are you listening to?
Well, I'm listening to the Afrofuturist podcast with Ahmed Best, who actually played Jar Jar Binks in Star Wars.
And what's it about?
It's about the idea of Afrofuturism, which is actually gaining a lot of momentum right now, looking at alternative futures from the Black perspective. So we're looking at Black speculative arts, reclaiming the past from a Eurocentric point of view, and then looking at how African-Americans and the Black diaspora can look at a new future to imagining visions of the future that, for instance, might include augmentation, might include a lot of people think that African-Americans or Black people in general are not interested in the future. So the podcast acts as a distribution point for highlighting talent, people of color who are thinking about the future, who are making the future at Microsoft or in art. Right now there's a whole movement called the Black Speculative Arts Movement. And so the podcast highlights artists in that genre. So it's really interesting. In fact, that's what I do as an academic. I'm an Afrofuturist, and I'm also actually featured in the first episode of the podcast.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing, Lonnie. Ashley Krigbaum or Lauren Ober, are you familiar with this one?
No, I'm really excited to take a listen to it, though. That's the first time I'm hearing about it.
Yeah, me too. And I think Lonnie makes a great point when he said, you know, that people think African-Americans aren't interested in the future. And so we're sort of countering that idea. And I love when people can use this medium as a way to tell their own story and to go against whatever dominant narrative is out there. I love this idea. I can't wait to listen to it. Lonnie, thanks for sharing it.
And Nick writes, Brilliant Idiots is a must listen. The hosts are gold together. Very entertaining if you're petty is like mine. Brilliant Idiots. Anyone have anyone familiar with that one?
No, this is great. I was really looking forward to the show. Mostly was, you know, I could hear what other people are listening to, and because there's so much out there right now. Just getting more recommendations from callers is pretty exciting.
Well, Brilliant Idiots features Charlemagne the God, who is a very well-known radio host on my side of the country in New York, and he's a little bit of a bolt thrower, but yeah, he's very entertaining to listen to for sure.
Sounds like it's more of a podcast geared towards older folks. We were mentioning that we also wanted to recommend some for kids. And there's this show about science that features this kid named Nate Lauren Ober. And this one made your list. Why?
Well, first of all, Nate is 7 and he hosts his own show, and he has since he was 5, and he's really into science. And he said to his dad one day, I want to host a podcast about science. His dad happened to work in audio and had taken him to the studio, and Nate, you know, it sparked his interest. And so his dad said, okay, let's do it. And so Nate basically schedules all the guests and figures out the topics. So he's covered genetics and climate change, and they had an episode on vultures, which I wouldn't listen to because they're terrifying. But Nate is an amazing host. I can't say enough about him.
Well, let's hear a clip.
Welcome to the show about science. This is your host, Nate. Today on my show is Adam. Adam is my guest. Adam is a marine biologist, and I like Adam.
Hi, Nate.
What do you know about sea snails?
Sea snails?
Mm-hmm.
They don't look like snails we get on the land. They don't always have shells.
A lot of them don't have shells, but mine does.
Yours do?
Yep.
Ah, and they can also be very poisonous.
And they can also be very poisonous, but mine's not.
But that's usually only the deep sea ones, because they have to protect themselves.
Yeah, mine. It's not because I found it at the surface. Keep on going.
That is from the show about science with kid Nate. Oh my gosh, that voice is so adorable, Lauren Ober. It doesn't even matter what he says, even though what he says is adorable too.
Right, right. Well, I mean, he's genuinely interested in all of these science topics. He's incredibly curious, and I think it's really nice for kids to listen to, because they can hear it from another kid, right? And they have the same questions probably that he does, and it's very much sort of on their level. It's not an adult talking, you know, talking at them. It's a kid talking with them.
Well, give us your kid recommendation, Ashley Ann Krigbaum.
A lot of the podcasts that I'll end up listening to that are for kids are usually made by adults. So it's really nice to hear that recommendation, which is made by a kid themselves. Eleanor Amplified is one of my picks. It's kind of like if Nancy Drew was presented like a superhero, kind of like a noir radio drama, but it's a lot of high energy and it's really fun. Also for like, and that's like 8 to 12 age range. And then for the tweens, there's kind of on the bend about like the musical podcast. There's a series called Songonauts that the podcast The Truth, which is a little not kid friendly all the time. They put out a series, though, called The Songonauts that definitely hits that tween market, where it follows a band as they kind of have to save music, the entirety, like the universe of music, from obscurity. And it's done in an 8-part series. And it's really fun pop songs. And you're kind of going with this band as they try to save us all from obscurity. So that's Songonauts.
Well, Stan writes, please don't assume all of your listeners know what podcasts are and how to use them. Stan, thank you for that. I appreciate it. Lauren Ober, do you want to define podcasts for Stan?
Sure. And Stan, thank you for bringing that to our attention,
because
I think those of us sometimes who work in the industry, you know, think that everybody's listening all the time. But a podcast is basically on demand audio. And so you can listen to it at your leisure, as opposed to things that are scheduled on the radio. You can only listen to, you know, perhaps when they are scheduled or when they're broadcast. Podcasts you can listen to at any time. You can listen to through any of your smart devices, your phone, tablet, your desktop computer. So if you have those, you can listen to a podcast. And there are many different apps you can use depending on the type of platform you're using, whether you're using an Apple product or an Android device. That's sort of the basic rundown of a podcast.
Did you want to add anything, Ashley Ann Krigbaum?
That also just to add that there are, once if you want to start listening to podcasts on your smart devices, there's now like a range of places to listen to them. There's Apple Podcasts. There's also Radio Public, Stitcher. There's all these different like third parties that bring the audio content onto your smart device. So you have a lot of options about like how you want to listen on these devices.
So don't
get hung up on that. You can just, Google podcast or podcatcher or go to Apple Podcasts, which most people do. That is not a plug. And it's just easy.
Well, let's hear from Pam in Berkeley. Hi, Pam.
Hi there. And don't worry, some of us are listening all the time. this woman is not Nate, but she is Gabby Dunn, and she's got Bad With Money podcast, and she's hilarious and completely compassionate toward people who are bad with money, as she is and was. And so she has lots of guests on, and it's fantastic.
Bad With Money. Well, thanks, Pam.
Sure.
And let's hear from Max in Berkeley. Hi, Max.
Hi. Thank you for having me on. I'm recommending a podcast that actually came out a while ago as a ad campaign for a video game called Halo. And it is very well done and just really awesome, in my opinion, because the voice acting is great. The storyline is amazing. It follows a journalist who does investigative research into this hero that the government wants to technically say that he's the bad guy. And so turns out he finds a lot more stuff.
Well, Max, thanks. Hunt the Truth. What you're reminding me of, Max, is just how popular following an investigative journalist as he or she is searching for the truth is as a genre, Lauren Ober, in podcasts.
I love that transition. No, it's true. I mean, we love following journalists. Obviously, Serial sort of broke the mold on that, where we got to follow Sarah Koenig and her producer around, where they tried to figure out the truth behind the murder of Haman Lee. And then we saw lots of other true crime podcasts come down the pike. But then there are also shows that where it is true investigative reporting, which is not to actually to say that Serial was not, but where it is not true crime. It's actually just peeling back the layers on a particular story. So for my pick for that has been Reveal from the Center for Investigative Reporting. It's hosted by Al Letson. It features lots of different types of reporters, from print reporters, radio reporters, and it's a brilliant look at many topics. Deep dive.
Yeah, and they're totally in our neck of the woods, the Center for Investigative Reporting. We're talking with Lauren Ober, host of The Big Listen, a broadcast about podcasts from WAMU and NPR, and Ashley Ann Krigbaum, curator and host of The Spot, a show about podcasts on KALW. And we're asking you, our listeners, to join the conversation with your picks for podcasts to listen to or questions that you have about them. 866-733-6786 is the number to call to tell us what it is. And we look forward to hearing more after the break. I'm Mina Kim. This is Forum. You're listening to Forum. I'm Mina Kim, and we're helping you curate your summer podcast playlist with Lauren Ober, host of WAMU's and NPR's The Big Listen, and Ashley Ann Krigbaum with KALW, who hosts the show The Spot, which is also about podcasts. And we've asked you, our listeners, to recommend your favorites. And Juan writes, Your Mom's House, Ari Shaffir's comedy podcast Skeptic Tank, and Love and Radio. And Leslie writes, to put it mildly, most of us can agree 2017 has been politically stressful. One source relief is to listen to Michael Mead's Mosaic Voices Living Myth podcast series. Michael Mead is a well-known storyteller, author, and scholar of mythology. Before the break, Ashley and Krigbaum, we were talking about a local podcast from Reveal, from the Center for Investigative Reporting. What are your picks for great locally produced podcasts?
There are tons of podcasts being produced here in the Bay Area, which is no surprise. We have a lot of radio folks here. I've really enjoyed the new season of Raw Material, which is a podcast from SF MoMA. Their second season, Manifest, is about intersections of art, community, and social justice. So in this season, they're doing, you know, kind of like really in-depth interviews with artists, you know, living artists, going into their workspaces, finding out why they make the art that they art, who they are, make the art that they do and who they are. And there was one episode, Home, which featured the musician Diana Gameros, also artist Ana Teresa Fernandez. And in that episode, you know, Ana talks about her inspiration to paint the border wall that separates the Playas de la Tijuana from San Diego's Borderfield State Park. So it matched the sky, basically making it visually disappear. So we get to hear the backstory of her inspiration for that in this episode and kind of hear some of the results of that.
And you brought that clip with you.
I did.
Great. Well, let's hear it then.
And, you know, you wanna kick and scream at it and spit at it and come with like a torch and like burn the whole thing down.
But paint is the weapon of choice for Fernandez. And one morning, she went to the border with her mother, a videographer, and cans of paint. And she began painting the wall out of existence. She created a blue that perfectly matched the color of the sky, and then painted the wall with this blue, until essentially, the wall vanished.
That was me trying to visualize a different possibility of what if this place didn't have a wall? What would it look like? What would it feel like?
People would walk by the wall, and as Fernandez was erasing it, they'd cheer, "I get it! I get it!" In painting out the wall, she wasn't simply omitting something. Fernandez was creating something new, a new landscape, a new vision of what could be. It was for her own imagination, but also for those around her.
That's from the locally produced podcast, Raw Material. We're getting lots of calls. So let me go to line four, Reza from San Francisco. Hey, Reza, are you there? I think we're having trouble with him, but I'm being told that he was going to recommend With Friends Like These by Crooked Media. They feature people across the spectrum that are often featured on Pod Save America. Let me see if I can get Jackie on the line from Marin. Hi, Jackie.
Hi. Yeah, another locally produced podcast is Switched on Pop. Nate Sloan, who's a musicologist, and Charlie Harding, who's a songwriter, and they break down all the pop music that's out there right now, and they're so intelligent and hilarious.
Yeah, it's a really fun one, especially if you're you know, feel like, oh, I don't really identify with most of the top 40 pop hits that are going on in the world right now. They really contextualize it in a way that's super fun, but breaks it down to find, like, the biggest cynic will find something interesting about, you know, a Miley Cyrus song.
I love their own personal choice of music, too. I love all music, and I resonate with what they enjoy, and they are so passionate about it.
Well, thanks for that. I really appreciate it. This is also so great for me because even though I'm in the industry, I very rarely get to listen to podcasts because I'm listening to the news or I'm listening to audiobooks for future interviews that I have to do. So these are really great recommendations. Let me see if I can get another one from Patrick in Sunnyvale. Hi, Patrick.
Hi, good morning. Thank you so much for taking my call. I'm calling to recommend the Thomas Jefferson Hour. It's a weekly radio program based out of Prairie Public Radio in North Dakota, and it features a humanities scholar, Clay Jenkinson, who for most of the shows portrays the third president, Thomas Jefferson, to answer questions about politics back then and today as well. They're really focused on kind of promoting good citizenship, changing the discourse of our current political climate today to kind of a more understanding, kind of reflect the ideals of the Enlightenment.
Very timely topic. Lauren Ober, speaking of which, news and information podcasts are actually really popular as well, or ones that really relate to current events. Do you have some picks for that you could recommend?
I do. And, you know, I'm in Washington, D.C., and there are about a million politics and news podcasts that are made right here in the district. But a new one that just came out is from our pal Sam Sanders at NPR. If you listen to NPR, you know Sam sort of caught fire in covering the presidential election, the most recent one. And now he has his own show called It's Been a Minute, where it broadcasts twice weekly. And it's sort of a roundup of news, but also Sam chatting with friends, chatting with experts, but in that very sort of distinctly charming and casual, but still very astute way that Sam has.
Yeah, I think it's been described as talking about the news the way real people talk about the news.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Which, you know, again, living in Washington, we are talking about the news all the time here. And the conversations that he has very much sound like the conversations I'm having with my friends here.
Well, Liam writes, for local history, the podcast East Bay Yesterday is full of stories from Ohlone times up through the 1990s. Curtis writes, Dan Carlin's Hardcore History is a great road trip podcast, 3 or more hours per episode. And Amy writes, I'm currently obsessed with You Must Remember This, yeah, a podcast about old Hollywood stories, legends, and people. Ashley Ann Quigbaum.
I love that podcast. Also want to give a shout out to East Bay Yesterday, which is a really great podcast being made about East Bay history. That comes out, I think, every week or every 2 weeks. Also, other history podcasts that I know that I am really excited about, More Perfect from WNYC, which is Kelsey Padgett, Jad Abumrad, other people from the Radio Lab team digging into the Supreme Court, like past cases and how it informs who we are today without being like hit you over the head with it. So More Perfect is one that I definitely have really enjoyed kind of connecting with, too.
Well, let's hear from Srini in San Jose. Hi, Srini.
Hi.
Hi. What would you recommend?
Apart from the awesome NPR podcast, I recommend Moth Radio Hour.
The Moth Radio Hour, yeah.
Yeah, so the thing I like about it is every time I hear, it's a different story told by just common people like me, but in a very, very captivating way.
Yes, that is very true. The Moth Radio Hour is big, especially also among people who work in the industry. Anyone want to add anything to that? Lauren, over.
We just love stories, right? I mean, you know, it's such an old craft, storytelling, and podcasting allows us to consume all these different stories from all these different people, and they're right up close to our ears. I don't know. I think storytelling podcasts are amazing. The Moth does it better than anybody. So,
Lauren, over. What do you think of the trend of using podcasts to cover a criminal trial? We've got Cosby Unraveled.
Yeah, it's really interesting to me from a journalistic perspective. Before I did this, I was a regular radio reporter. And I think it's so clever. I think it is a great use of resources because you can take deep dives into these cases that people are really interested in, like Minnesota Public Radio produced 74 Seconds, which mm-hmm. covered the Philando Castile trial. WHYY covered the Bill Cosby trial, or the sort of the run up to the Cosby trial and Cosby Unraveled. And then Oregon Public Broadcasting produced a show called This Land Is Your Land about the folks who took over the wildlife refuge up there in rural Oregon. And, you know, it's a deep dive, really close look at crime, at civil society. I think it's a great use of resources.
And it gets to know who those people are, too, who have stakes. And that's a podcast that I really enjoyed listening to as well. And so, like, being there and really understanding not just the legalities of what's in place, but that sticky gray area about how personalities are coming into this and, like, entitlement. And, yeah.
Yeah. Lauren, you wanted to add something?
Well, I just want to say, you know, piggybacking off of what Ashley Ann said, with Cosby Unraveled, you're hearing from people who knew him when he was young, who knew him when he was just like, you know, Billy from Philly in the neighborhood. and I don't think that you get that in a lot of other reporting. Plus, you get to hear people's voices. Mm-hmm. And that is really, really important.
Well, let's hear some more podcasts. Ashley and Krigbaum, you also brought a clip from a podcast called Sleepover.
Yeah. So speaking about how, you know, audio, how we like to hear these stories, we're storytelling creatures. Sleepover is a great example of how podcasts can actually bring people together. Like, I think there's so many podcasts right now being made at stations around the United States and obviously CBC that are about bringing communities tighter and bringing a window into where people live and who they are. And Sleepover is, that's like, anytime I'm feeling super bummed out, like I really need to pick me up, I know I'm going to listen to Sleepover and I'm going to hear, you know, three strangers coming together in a 24-hour period at a hotel room. They've never met each other and they have to help solve each other's problems. And it's always a range of, you know, people from different backgrounds, different age groups, and hosted by Sukian Lee, an artist and filmmaker who's so fun to hear interacting and playing with these people. So, yeah, I would.
Tell us about the clip that you brought.
It's about a girl named Charlie and her guinea pig.
Enough said. Here we go. This is Sleepover.
My guinea pig, her name is Turnip, is 2, and her birthday's in May 1st. She's a plump little guinea pig. She's very fat. She has a huge nose. She has a really fat bum. And her neck is white, and her head is brown. Well, she nibbles me a lot. She pees on me a lot. When she gets happy, she goes... When she gets upset, she goes... When she's just really calm, she's like... I would say all the things that she cannot have and she's really allergic to, and all the things that she loves and she can eat. Mushrooms, she can die. Onions, she can go blind. Potatoes and dairy and meat and gluten can make her throw up, and she can't throw up. These are the things that she loves, and she's allowed to eat celery, lettuce, and carrots, and her cereal that she eats in the morning. I'm so close to her, I can't even tell you guys. She's like my child.
Wow.
And so you get to sit with these personalities, find out their problems, and then learn something about yourself in the process, because a lot of these problems that they have are really universal. Also, they now, each season, every episode is 3 episodes in one, so great for road trips. You can download a season and know, you know, you'll spend an hour, 3 episodes total, and get the entire Sleepover. While you're driving.
I think...
Lauren Ober.
I'm sorry to interrupt there,
no,
but
right there.
I think the most amazing thing about this is, again, it's sort of format busting. It's reality radio, I call it. Mm-hmm. I think that Sukian and her team really struck on a great idea for a podcast. It's also broadcast on the radio there. But that where you're bringing people together, you're putting them in this sort of artificial situation, but then you're working out these real questions that we all have. And I just think it's so creative, and I love people taking risks like that with a format.
Because what are the formats that you think are being overused? Or not, I guess not overused, but are used a lot in podcasts?
I'm guessing that Ashley Ann and I have the same opinion on this.
Sure.
I'm guessing. But I personally might be all good on the pop culture hot takes podcast.
Yeah.
Where 2 people just chitty chat about, you know, the latest gossip of XYZ celebrity or you know, the pop culture moment. I'm also all set with like just men sitting around and talking about
anything.
Right.
It sounds like you do have agreement here, Lauren Ober from Ashley and Craig Ball.
Right. I mean, Ashley, and am I wrong?
No, it's mostly for me the things that I get really excited when people are using the medium to the full extent. When I'm listening to something, it should be for my ears. It should be for the radio. It should be for a podcast. When it's just 1 or 2 people hashing out, you know, an hour and a half long conversation about the latest Transformer movie or anything. It could be a book. It could be a play. I'm going to lose interest after a while because I feel like they're missing the point of the medium. Where and that's for me, I like to spend my time listening to people who are taking risks with it and are really telling a story meant for your ears rather than something I could write in a well-formatted article. Because most hour-long conversations, of one person and another, that can generally be an article sometimes. And so for me, I'm always looking for new voices, voices you don't really hear, especially people from the community who don't you don't hear from. And getting, that's a beautiful thing about what so many podcasts are doing now. And I think a misstep that a lot of podcasts or podcast networks are like, we need to have the next best pop culture so-and-so. And
well, speaking of people you don't normally hear from, a listener writes Ear Hustle all the way.
Oh, yeah. Ear Hustle, SQPR, totally. San Quentin yes. Prison Radio.
Yes. And so
sorry, to
you can explain what it is, Ashley Ann Kriegbaum.
Ear Hustle, there's been a team working at San Quentin for several years now. They started working with KLW about 5 or 6 years when I started at the station. And I helped do all the admin to launch the radio training program there. And so we had editors, producers coming in and helping folks living at San Quentin produce radio stories about what their lives are like there. And they just have kept going and kept going. And then the podcast network Radiotopia, which was created here in the Bay Area by Roman Mars and team, and they pitched it and it got accepted. And so now they have their first few episodes out of Ear yes. Hustle. Go listen to Ear Hustle. You will not regret it.
And I should, a little plug for a future show, but we're actually going to do a show on Ear Hustle in a
yes.
couple of weeks. So,
yes,
so there's that. James from Danville joined the conversation. What do you want to recommend? Hi, James. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
So my girlfriend and I drove cross country from New Jersey to California once, and we listened to nothing but The Dollop. It's I'm going to sound like the intro, but it's a biweekly American history podcast. And the host is Dave Anthony. He's a comedian. And his co-star is Gareth Reynolds. And basically, Dave every week will read a obscure random story from mm-hmm. American history. Or recently, he did a couple-part series on Uber and the CEO. But basically, they just comment. They do funny accents. And they really delve deep into these old stories, different things from the 1800s, 1600s. I really enjoy it, and I really recommend it.
You are not alone. Nikki writes, my podcast that I can't get enough of lately has been The Dollop. It's a perfect mashup of history and comedy. I have learned and laughed so much through it. So we've got two recommendations here for the same podcast, The Dollop. And let's hear from Robin in Napa. Hi, Robin.
Hi, mine is along the same lines, kind of. It also has to do with history and sometimes obscure moments in history, but it's called The Memory Palace.
Yeah.
And it's done by Nate DeMeo. And he is a true poet. And they are only, I think, about 15, 20 minutes long each. But the way he produces it and just the way he tells the story is truly beautiful.
The Memory Palace. Ashley Ann Kriegbaum is nodding.
The Memory Palace. I would recommend, if you haven't heard it yet, there's an episode about the gay bar, The White Horse, here in Oakland that is actually really exceptionally well done, even though Nate is not a gay man, but really well done historical episode about what that space means, not just for the Bay Area, but in a larger context.
Well, Amy writes, on the topic of true crime and investigative podcasts, I really enjoy The Mystery Show, where the host solves people's absurd mysteries without using the internet. And Susan tweets, the best podcast is Good Muslim, Bad Muslim. It's smashing stereotypes about American Muslims. Lauren Ober, are you familiar with this one?
I am, yeah. Actually, we had Taz and Zara, the hosts, on our show, and they were guests not too long ago. And yeah, this is another one of those great uses of the medium. We don't often get to hear from Muslims in America about just everyday life. They are often called upon to comment on terrorism or ISIS or some, you know, and this is just two women who are friends. One is a comedian, the other one is a sort of performer activist, and you just get to hear sort of regular life stuff. They also have some hilarious segments in there, and they also don't stop to explain everything for people who are not Muslim. So if there's something you don't understand in there, you got to go look it up.
Lauren Ober is host of The Big Listen, a broadcast about podcasts from WAMU and NPR. And Ashley Ann Krigbaum is curator and host of The Spot, a show about podcasts on KALW. And we're inviting you to share your favorite podcast with us. 866-733-6786 is the number to call. Forum@kqed.org is the email address. KQED.org/forum is the website, and you can also find us on Facebook and Twitter. And Ashley Ann Krigbaum.
I just wanted to interject about, you know, for summer road trip listening, one of the things that I found really fun and helpful is if I know I'm going somewhere in the United States, I'm going to look at the NPR member station around, like on maybe on the way that I'm going or at my end destination, and I'll check out the podcasts that they're making there, download them ahead of time, and start listening before I get there or as I'm on my way, which has been really fun to do. And there are so many podcasts being made by great journalists who are station-based around the country, and also, like, of course, tons by people who are independent, too, which you can also find usually through member station websites.
Well, Mary writes...
Oh, Ashley, can
yeah,
I...
Yeah, so go I'm ahead, sorry, please, Ashley, Lauren, over.
Ashley, you are... is music to my ears that you just said that, because I am always talking about the amazing work that stations are doing in podcasting and really owning their market and letting people know what the place they're letting people know about the place that they live, and that's so important. And so shout out to all the member stations out there that are making really great podcasts about the place that they live.
Double shout out.
Well, Mary writes, I'm surprised that for a kids podcast you're not mentioning But Why, a podcast for curious kids hosted by Jane Lindholm of Vermont Public Radio. It's fantastic for kids age 3 to 12. It also has great episodes for parents, including how to talk about violence in the news with kids. Actually, But Why is one that made your list, didn't it, Lauren Ober? Am I right?
Yeah,
no,
it
was But Why.
Yes,
yeah, it was
no,
But Why.
That,
yeah.
Absolutely. and I, as a person who used to live in Vermont, I am familiar with these folks who are making it. But it's about curious, or it is fostering curiosity. It is celebrating curiosity amongst kids. I mean, they answer common kid questions, like, why are moths attracted to light? Like, I'd like to know the answer to that. How are babies made? I think I know how that works, but maybe, you know, they have some better explanation than what I got when I was a kid. So I think it's just, you know, kids are naturally curious, and a lot of these kids podcasts, including But Why, are sort of seizing that and answering the questions for them, or helping the kids answer them themselves.
Lauren Ober, can I ask you what you think is behind the success of the podcast Making Oprah out of WBEZ?
Well, there's one word, Oprah. I mean, I don't know. You don't have to go very far to find somebody who, you know, has glowing things to say about Oprah. I mean, in all seriousness, though, it is a very well done podcast. It's from WBEZ. It is basically a celebration of Oprah's show. It came out on the anniversary of the founding of the show, and it really takes you through the nuts and bolts of how it came to be, and it really is an amazing origin story. Plus, bonus, you get to hear from Oprah.
Yes.
So,
well, we have a bonus too for our listeners, because we have a clip from it. One of our producers loves this podcast, so here it is from Making Oprah.
You're really here because you all share a wildest dream. Every single one of you desperately needs a brand new car! Pull it in, boys!
So the audience is just sitting back as observers thinking, oh, wow, nice for them. They got a car. Isn't that nice? Oh, that's a nice story. And that was the fun of it.
I got a little twist. Because as you saw, there's 11 of them. And I said that there were 11 cars outside. But really, I have one car left.
And then I have one more key that we're going to give to the 12th person.
Right now, everybody in the audience, now listen to me carefully, is being given a special package, and I don't want you to open it. Do not open it. Cameras are on you, so do not open until I tell you. Do not open until I tell you. Okay. Does everybody have a box?
Yes.
All right. Please put your box model.
That was one of the great, I'm telling you, my heart was pounding so hard. because I was as excited for the people getting the cars as the people were for getting the cars.
Are you ready? JR is back in our audio booth. I want, you know, JR, this calls for a drum roll. Cue the drum roll. All right, open your boxes. Open your boxes. One, two, three.
And if you couldn't tell, everybody in the audience walked away with a car that is making Oprah from WBEZ. Yes, you can really hear Oprah's energy and hear the storytelling in the background. Let me see if I can squeeze in, though, one more call from Carrie in Oakland. Hi, Carrie.
Hi. I love the podcast Artist CEO, and it's Bay Area-based, which I think is pretty awesome.
And this is the follows the true story of women? Named Shannon? Is that right?
This woman, a woman named Shannon, yeah, she's the CEO of a branding agency, and she's got a background in, like, performance art and just sort of Zen Buddhist philosophy, and so she's doing all these sort of intimate kind of artist CEO diaries about trying to be both of those things at the same time.
Good one. Well, artist CEO, Callie writes, so many of the recommended shows are serious. I wanted to give my love to Judge John Hodgman. It is lighthearted and fun, but is still different and interesting. Always a welcome distraction. A listener tweets, 99% invisible. We drove from Napa to New Mexico and back with preteens and teenagers in the car, and we all love it. Here's not a fan of podcasts who writes, podcasts cost cell phone minutes, internet time, and take up sparse memory that could be used for vacation photos. So maybe the show wasn't terribly helpful. But Mason writes, I recommend the guest Ashley Ann Krigbaum's The Spot. She made a hilarious radio segment on Bring Your Cat to the Park Day in San Francisco. It's the sort of thing that makes KALW and public radio
Deep cut.
Ashley Ann Krigbaum.
Catterday. Catterday, we all remember it.
Where people can go for more podcast recommendations, because we're running out of time.
Podcast recommendations? I'm just going to make it easy. Go to the hashtag YSLTF, you should listen to Fridays, or hashtag tripod. You'll see so many people's recommendations there. And you can go to klw.org and find The Spot with, I mostly do local podcast recommendations.
And
there.
Lauren Ober, just the name of one podcast you're looking forward to that's coming out.
I am looking forward to Abby Jacobson's A Piece of Work from WNYC
yes.
Studios and MoMA in New York.
Awesome. Well, Lauren Ober, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Lauren Ober of NPR's The Big Listen and also Ashley Ann Krigbaum of KALW. Thank you. And thanks to our listeners for all your recommendations. Have a great weekend and happy listening. I'm Mina Kim. This is Forum.
Funds for the production of Forum are provided by the members of KQED Public Radio and the Germanicos Foundation and the Generosity Foundation.